Hi everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Centre. I wanted to answer a comment that came through on one of my videos, an introduction to Reiki. It's the latest one that I've done where I do talk a lot about Reiki in terms of a balancing and harmonizing influence. And one of the comments was, what's the difference between Reiki and meditation? And the commenter does a lot of meditation and was kind of looking at my description and thinking, well, that sounds like what I do. So, first off, I do think that Reiki and meditation have a lot of similarities. I think in terms of the results you get at the end, it's very similar. That would make sense. Ultimately, meditation is also a method for knowing yourself more deeply and uncovering your inner truth. So, it makes sense to me that you would end up in the same place. So I thought the easiest way to describe the differences would be to describe my own story with what I found happened to me in terms of the differences. Maybe this is just my own walkthrough. I know it's very different for different people when they come to Reiki. I came as a complete newbie. I'd never done any kind of spiritual work before. I'd never done any meditation before. I was 24, 25 years old, fresh out of college, doing a very stressful advertising job and staying up too late at night, probably drinking and smoking way too much. And so I was kind of a bit of a, I'd say, a normal early 20 something person in those. Back in those days in the 90s, and we were burning the candle very hard at both ends. So I had a very stressful corporate job, and I would party at night. And then I also struggled with insomnia most of my life. I was a very nervous, not nervous, but I was a very worried, hyperactive kind of kid. Hyperactive isn't the right word, but I was an overthinker. I would think about everything. To be honest, I still think I'm a bit of an overthinker, but back in the day, I was much, much worse. So I actually came to Reiki as not as a way to meditate. I couldn't meditate. I tried a few times, wasn't quite as big back then. Mindfulness wasn't really a thing that was talked about. So I came to it through my mother. Like, she went off and did a Reiki course because she had various ailments. So she came at Reiki from a physical perspective. That's something you don't hear so much in meditation, for example, even though I know meditation has a lot of well-known results in terms of lowering blood pressure and helping to manage a whole bunch of physiological symptoms. Reiki in general is probably better known for that in terms of it is seen as a complementary therapy. Meditation isn't in particular. Reiki is also carried out in hospices. It's carried out in hospitals to help people relax and heal from surgery, from grief, from emotional upheaval. In hospices, it's used to help calm patients going through end of life. And so these are things whereby Reiki is different in that there can be a practitioner. Now, I know that I talk on this channel very much about self-healing and self-empowerment. So I'm talking about Reiki when you apply it on yourself. But of course, there's a whole other aspect of Reiki that is complementary health, which is how a practitioner will lay their hands on somebody else as a healing modality. So from that perspective, it is quite different from meditation, because meditation does 100% require the person who's meditating to be actively involved. Whereas when you're giving Reiki to somebody else, they don't have to be actively involved at all. They could be asleep. They could be on their last few days of life and not very conscious at all. So that's quite a stark difference in terms of Reiki and meditation, in that Reiki does seem to have a very soothing impact on the physical body and the mental body, so your emotional body, in terms of just laying on of hands. So you can do it for yourself, but somebody else can do it for you. So that is, I think, one of the key differences. Now, where that energy is coming from in Reiki, we call it universal life force. So that means that the Reiki is coming from a life force source. And some people would say it's an external energy. Like when I put my hands on somebody, it's interesting how it kind of follows your belief system. So when I first learned Reiki, way back when I was in my 20s, I had the understanding that Reiki was, I was drawing it in from the environment. So it was almost like when I put my hands on myself, like, and this is the way I teach it in Reiki One as well, because it just feels easier for people to understand. It's like my hand and then the Reiki, and then it goes through my hands into my body or into the body of the person that I'm treating. And in Reiki One, that's a kind of pretty easy way to get your head around. And in a lot of ways, it feels like that. Like, how is it that I can feel very tired, or I can feel in pain, or I've got a headache, and then I put my hands on my head and the headache pain goes away? Kind of feels magical in that sense, in that there is something happening. Because unlike meditation, I don't have to focus on anything. I don't have to focus on my breath. I don't have to focus on a mantra. I don't have to focus on being mindful. Like, literally my mind, my thoughts, my thinking have nothing to do with the application of Reiki. So I don't have to be proactive at all, apart from putting my hands on my head. And this is assuming that I am attuned to Reiki. That's the key thing. It's almost like if I'm attuned to Reiki, then I turn it on. If you are following one of my self-attunement videos and doing self-attunements, then there is a movement of mind. First of all, you have to actually bring in the Reiki first in order to put it on your hand. So there is a different mechanism going on if you're self-attuning. If you're already self-attuned because you've been to a Reiki workshop and you've had an attunement from a Reiki teacher, then it just automatically comes on. And I would say when you go to sleep, you put your hands on your body, it automatically flows. So Reiki, unlike meditation, does not require any form of interaction with your mind. So what you're thinking and what the quality of your mind state is, whether it's super busy or whether it's really peaceful and quiet, is irrelevant. Now, that's, personally speaking, I think a very big difference between Reiki and meditation. Certainly when I first came to Reiki, there's no way, my mind was way too busy for me to be able to even detach myself from my thoughts. Like I was so in my thoughts. There was no space. There was no ability for me to see that actually my thinking and my inner self or my true self is not the same thing. That came way later. Again, I think it came way later because of my Reiki practice. So what happened was, in the beginning, as I was applying Reiki to myself, went along to a Reiki One course, and I started to do the hand positions, and I noticed an automatic calming of my body and of my mind. So that process took me quite a long time to get to the point where I was like, oh, hang on a minute. When my mind is quiet, there is a quiet presence that is showing up. I never noticed before because I was so busy in my head. It was just like this thought, this thing, that thing, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. There was no space at all for that very quiet, constantly present energy to be felt. Now, once I started to feel that, then I started getting more interested in meditation because I was able to focus. So I was able to be more mindful. I started becoming very interested in non-duality. I started becoming very interested in just following the route. So going back and back and back into this very deep well of silence and peace that I had discovered through Reiki. So I had become very curious about this idea because I had by that stage got to the point where my mind was pretty quiet. And so I was able to see that even when there's no thinking, I'm still here. And I know that sounds really odd, but for me, it was a really big, I'm not my thoughts. I'm getting entangled in my thoughts. I'm getting dragged around by my thoughts. And I think this is why I talk so much on my channel around beliefs and thinking and how to manage the thinking and all this stuff. Because for me, when I realized I wasn't my thinking, a lot of things started to change in terms of my access to inner peace. Because when you don't realize that you are not your thoughts and your thoughts hold no power, if you don't realize that, then thoughts hold power and you are really a victim to your thinking, whether you're thinking very anxious thoughts or very depressed thoughts or very fearful thoughts, you're completely overtaken by that. So, one of the reasons why I talk so much and probably why people get a bit confused when I'm talking is because to me that is a really key point, which again, you can also get through meditation. So when you start to really practice mindfulness or different meditation tools, you'll get to that same aha moment where you realize, oh my God, I'm not my thoughts. So that's sometimes why there's a lot of similarities in terms of the way I talk. But when I first started with the Reiki, there were some key differences. So I wasn't, my mind space was not in the right place to be able to do a meditation practice. And then as I applied Reiki, I became more and more able to do meditation. And now I do a lot of meditation and mindfulness within my Reiki practice as well. So it's kind of dovetailed, which is probably why sometimes it's a bit confusing when I'm talking, because I'm not talking purely about the Reiki process. I'm talking about what I'm doing when I'm in the Reiki process. Because for me, that is also a very powerful next step. So I know a lot of people might have had Reiki for many, many years. They don't notice the kind of shifts and changes that I notice because they're just applying the Reiki like a food source. So it really is just like an energy source where you're just kind of building yourself up. You might have noticed a lot less stress. You might notice a lot less worry. You might notice a lot better natural functioning of your immune system and all these things. But then you might not have noticed the deep inner peace or the deep inner growth that can happen when you start to bring more inquiry into the mechanisms behind what's going on in the brain, what's going on in the body, et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of why I tend to talk a lot about that. But essentially, to me, the biggest difference between meditation and Reiki is this aspect of there is some active transfer of energy that is going on when you do a Reiki treatment. And whether you feel that, like I said before, as a kind of internal thing that's going, sorry, an external energy that's coming into the body, or whether you see it more as a simple activation. So it's like when you place your hands, when you make contact, or when you activate the Reiki, even from a distance or even from sending at a distance, something in the recipient's body, whether that is your own body, if you're doing self-healing, or whether it's somebody else's, if you're doing healing for them, whether it's hands-on, whether it's contact, whether it's hovering, so you're in the room, but you're hovering above the person, but you're within their energy field, or whether it's distance, so you're connecting in with that person's energy, you're nowhere near them, you're not touching them physically, but your intention, or there's something about the mechanism of giving somebody else or yourself a treatment that activates something in that person's body. And it is a non-mind-based activation. It's an energy shift. It's an energy switch that turns on and starts to create harmony and balance and awareness. So you could even say that it is a very, very, it is a life force. It's the life force awareness that is independent of mind. And I think that's a key difference. Like if you are a beginning meditator, you don't have access to that. I don't think I didn't. I think as you become much more advanced in your meditation, you start to really tap into the life force. You start to see the life force as the thing that is you, that idea of oneness, that idea of connection, that idea that you can really merge with the environment around you. But that's quite advanced in terms of meditation practice, I would say. And then I would say, yeah, there's not much difference because you're tapping into the same thing. You're tapping into life force. You're tapping into the universality of what we're all made of, and you're activating that. You're actively observing that. So in that sense, it is very similar. I often talk about Reiki as lazy man's meditation because, like, for me, I just didn't have access to that level of connection with myself beyond my thinking and my very neurotic thought cycles and things like that were going on. And I don't think I'm that unusual in that. I think most people, when they first start attempting to wrangle with their mindset and their emotional body and their, oh, the stuff, there's just so much stuff. It's really, really difficult for many people to just jump straight into a meditation practice. So it's easier to take a more energetic route. Now, that energetic route, like some people would say, it's yoga as well. Like, yoga really works for them because there's a certain sense where they're using the body as an access point. So whether you're using the mind through meditation or whether you're using the body through yoga, exercise, stretching, walking, whatever that is, or whether you're using energy, so the direct source energy in terms of things like Reiki, then it doesn't matter. But there are some key differences because Reiki is not, doesn't require any kind of thought or practice or way of accessing it any more than simply hands, just putting your hands on your body. And even that is not actually required, like activating it in a way that makes sense to you, but working at the energetic level. And I think that there are certain differences. So I would say that if you are doing a lot of meditation, and this is something that I find fascinating with Reiki students as well, like Reiki students will come and they'll have a certain meditation practice. And then I say, right, now bring in Reiki to that. There is a different quality that comes in when you start to activate your Reiki practice on top or alongside your meditation practice. So I would always encourage people to experiment with that, to see how it is for you. And don't simply dismiss Reiki because it sounds like what you've got already. I would say give it a try. Like, go along and get a Reiki healing and see what that feels like. Does it feel like your meditation practice? If so, great. You know, no big loss, right? You've had a go, you've tried it, but it might well enhance your meditation practice. It might well really complement your practice to help you open even deeper, even further. And this is what I've noticed with students that come to me who have been doing meditation a long time. They might have been doing Tai Chi a long time. They might have been doing, you know, yoga, and they come along and then they learn Reiki and they realize that actually the Reiki enhances and kind of expands their experience of all these other modalities. So it's almost like whatever you're doing, when you add Reiki to it, you put steroids. It's like on steroids, right? And so it's kind of stronger and it's more powerful. And I'm not for a minute suggesting that Reiki is more powerful. I'm just saying that when you start to combine some of these modalities, it can make the experience deeper because you're coming at it from an additional asset. So a lot of meditation is mind. It's mind-based practices. It's mind training a lot of the time. And so when you bring the energetic component of the life flow to start to come in and work with your mind, then it opens a whole new paradigm. I mean, that kind of makes sense to me. Certainly has been my experience when I Reiki myself, and I've been obviously doing the Reiki practice for a long time, and I bring in that energy and I'm working with the energy. And on top of that, I'm working with my mind and my mind's ability to observe and to kind of open in a sense. But I also do like a yoga practice. So I cover all my bases. You know, I'm not for a minute suggesting that one is better than the other, but simply that you want to mix and match so that you come up with your own perfect and resonant combination of different things. And that would naturally include some form of exercise for the body and diet as well, like making sure that your diet suits you and is healthy for you. And then you've got the mind component, whether that's meditation or some other form of mind training, whereby you can really hone in and use your mind as a tool rather than being dragged around by your mind and all its thinking. And then obviously the energy component on top of that. So yeah, one of many things. I would say Reiki and meditation have a lot of similarities in terms of the outcome, but in terms of the tool itself, I would suggest that it is slightly different. And if that piques your curiosity, I would suggest that you try it out for yourself and just experience the difference for yourself. That's going to be much better than me trying to tell you what the difference is, because over the years, to be honest, it has kind of all mushed up together. So sometimes when I'm doing my meditation, it does feel very much like I'm doing my Reiki, but of course I am doing my Reiki because I have Reiki. So I can't not be doing my Reiki at any point. And before I had Reiki, I wasn't doing meditation. So I can't actually tell you the difference because I've always done both. Anyway, but yeah, I hope that helps. And thanks for watching.